Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The lawyer whose report on underinflated footballs led to a four-game suspension for New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and a $1 million fine for the team is firing back at his critics. Attorney Ted Wells denies any bias and insists that the report commissioned by the NFL is based solely on direct evidence. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch listened in on Wells' angry responses during a conference call with reporters yesterday.
I would like to start out by responding to criticisms by Mr. Brady's agent, Don Yee, about my independence.
It took less than 10 seconds for attorney Ted Wells to make it clear why he was taking the unusual step of speaking out after publishing his report. He's responding to statements this week by Brady's agent calling the NFL report and punishment ridiculous, predetermined, and unfair. Wells stresses when he was selected to lead the investigation, no one in Tom Brady's camp questioned his ability, and neither did Patriots owner Robert Kraft.
In fact, Mr. Kraft, to my recollection, publicly said he welcomed my appointment. I think it is wrong to criticize my independence just because you disagree with my findings.
Kraft said the report was based on circumstantial evidence, but Wells refers to the text messages sent by Patriots locker room attendant Jim McNally.
McNally is referring to himself as the deflator before the season starts and threatening that he had not gone to ESPN yet. No one can ignore the implications of that text message, and no one can see it as a joke, and nor is it circumstantial evidence. It is direct evidence. And it is inculpatory.
Wells also dismisses the notion that the NFL had conducted a sting operation in cooperation with the Indianapolis Colts. He says the NFL hardly paid attention to an email complaint from the team.
And all of this, you know, discussion, some way that people at the league office wanted to put some type of, you know, hit on the most popular, iconic player in the league, it just doesn't make any sense. It's really a ridiculous allegation.
Wells called Pat's quarterback Tom Brady very cooperative. Still, Brady refused to let information from his phone be used in the investigation. Brady's agent, Don Yee, has previously said it can be difficult to share text messages and emails because they can be taken out of context. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.